Now we're going to talk food now. Denise Soretta, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Now you're in Salt Lake City, right?
Right.
And you run a restaurant. What's the special you're cooking up today?
The cooks create different food every day without a menu, so they actually aren't even here yet. But you, we'll have quiche, we'll have a hot soup and a cold soup.
Okay, let's say a quiche. I'd like a slice of quiche. How much is that going to cost me?
You price your own quiche, and you actually get to choose your own portion.
Okay, but let's say I get to the register, and I find that I don't have any money in my wallet, and my credit card is declined. What happens then?
Well, there is no register. There's an honor drop treasure box with a slot in it. So just a treasure box. A couple of things could happen. You run your own debit or credit card at our place, so you could actually put a failed transaction slip in there, or you can say, hey, Denise, I don't know what's going on. I'll catch you tomorrow or the next time I'm in, which would be fine.
Are you for real?
We are for real, 5 years, and sustainable and profitable.
How do people react when they come in and there's no prices attached to their meatloaf or their chicken or their quiche?
They actually love it. The first time might be a little bit like you, Adora. Are you guys for real? What? But after that, they're right at home. They love the opportunity to choose their own portion, not have to overeat, waste food, and to have everything on the honor system.
So give me like an example.
Of
someone ordering a meal, like what do they order and then what do they pay? And if they can't pay, are they in your kitchen washing dishes?
Right, all of the above. Actually, when you walk in, you're in our kitchen, and it's an open kitchen, and we're very similar to a buffet, so you see all the dishes, but we serve you the exact portion. So people have options. Yes, they could take their meal at the end of the meal before they leave. They walk out. They can pay a fair donation, and that's on the honor system. Or you can volunteer. Every hour you get a voucher for a meal. Any children you're responsible for can eat with you on that voucher. And we also have a complimentary staples dish daily, like dal and rice, and people can eat that, especially if they have no time or money.
This just sounds all too good to be true, especially given the fact that in the last year food prices have increased nearly 15%, making it expensive for everyone. But if you're running a restaurant, how do you make any money if you're letting people pay as they can?
Well, we ask people to pay a fair amount on the amount of food that they took, and that's relative, again, to what they're used to paying, to their income, but it's also based on restaurant prices. So there is a profit margin built into that.
Okay. Denise? Oopsie, yeah. I guess they just cut me off there. Denise?
Yes.
Soretta, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
from
you.
Salt Lake City, where she owns One World Cafe, and you can pay what you can for a meal there.
I'd be scared to be the chef in that restaurant because, I mean, what if people were coming in saying, you know, this quiche is only like 50 cents. This is a 50 cent quiche.
She says it works, though. Yeah. I guess people are honest or more honest than maybe some of us cynics might suspect.
All right, well, we are celebrating all day. How do you honor Nelson Mandela, who turns 90 today? We're going to play your ideas at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Here's the takeaway for this hour.
No more Ohio, Missouri, and Virginia for at least a couple days.
That's our friend Jeff Zeleny from The New York Times.
On his way to the swing state of Basra as he accompanies Barack Obama on his foreign trip that's coming up. It's time for a Friday check on the Veep Stakes. What's going on, Adora?
Well, our presidential running mate stock trading game, that's what it is on Facebook. And we have yet another week. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is your top pick for McCain, and Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius is still the top pick for Obama's vice presidential slot.
Is it conceivable there will be two female running mates? That would be another historical element in this campaign.
But that's what the people want, and we've had hundreds participating, so why don't you log on to our website, and you'll find a link to the Veep Stakes, and you can trade them.
If you missed anything in today's program, you can catch up with us on iTunes and Friend Feed, or sign up for our weekly email newsletter.
I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. It's a Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.